Well, the first round of the AFL Women's League has been nothing short of amazing. From crowds to TV ratings, it has been phenomenal. There's been some competitive matches, and we've also seen the arrival of big names. And joining us on an afternoon of sport to discuss that is one of the big names. Of course, she's 30 years old from Swan Districts, a talented midfielder. She had 7 possessions in the game against the Western Bulldogs, despite the Dockers' loss by 6-8, 44 to 1-6-12. She joins us on an afternoon of sport. We're delighted to have her on board. Her name is Kirby Bentley. She joins us on the show. Good afternoon, Kirby.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on board. It was quite a tough day down there at the Witten Oval. It was very blustery conditions, and there was no doubt inaccuracy hurt the Dockers at the end of the day. But there is no denying that women's football has been absolutely alive since the start of the season.
Yeah, it was a tough hit out. Western Bulldogs came out firing, so you know, the challenge was set out, and there, I think it came down to effort, and they obviously wanted it more than us. But female football has really taken off. I think there's a lot of interest across the country, and that's exciting for the game.
What was the atmosphere like down there at the Witten Oval? We know the crowd was 10,100, but what was the atmosphere like going back to a suburban ground where the Bulldogs consider it their spiritual home?
Well, we used to, more like 10 people at our game, and that's probably all of our mums. So having to play in front of 10,000 people, it was a bit of a surreal feeling. And, it was a challenge, I guess, coping with the sound and majority of them being Western Bulldogs supporters. So it was a great feeling, but I'm looking forward to this week and seeing what Fremantle supporters can do for us.
Yeah, considering the Western Bulldogs, do you think that the forward pressure cost you the game, or do you think kicking inaccuracy cost you?
I think overall it was just our effort. They wanted it a lot more. They came out with a bang, and they worked throughout the four quarters consistently with that effort. So their tackle pressure and their game plan is what they stuck to, and unfortunately we weren't able to do that, but a lot of learning came out of that, and we're going to focus on that this week going into our game against Brisbane Lions.
There were some positives coming out of that game despite only kicking 1-6. Cara Donnellan, the captain, or affectionately known as Juddy, she played wonderfully well, 16 touches and also 4 marks as well. What do you think of her leadership coming into effect for your team in 2017?
She's an outstanding leader on and off the field, so she plays true to our club and our colours and what we're about. So her experience coming into big games, she's well prepared, and I think the sooner that our girls can kind of take note of what Juddy does on and off the field, that'll benefit us and where we're trying to head. But I think as a club, our weaknesses, or some weaknesses, were exposed in the weekend, and that's great for learning. We've got a lot of new girls in, so that's exciting for us.
And also, as far as the crowds are concerned, the crowds have just been absolutely amazing. Leading into your first home game of the year against Brisbane, do you hope to see the same thing at Fremantle Oval come Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, for sure. We had a lot of family, a lot of people fly across to watch our first ever game yesterday. So, you know, it's encouraging to see, and it's great to see the support. But hopefully Fremantle can pack out, and we can hear the Frio crowd sing out and make it hard for Brisbane Lions to hear themselves sing.
Yes, it will be a very interesting game on Sunday afternoon at Fremantle Oval against the Brisbane Lions, no doubt about that. Just going to the Bulldogs game just very quickly, there were a couple of Bulldogs players that really stood out in the end. Emma Kearney, 23 touches and also a couple of marks as well. What did you think of her performance in the game against the Dockers, and would you rate her as a very good player for the future?
Yeah, she's a great player. She's been a great player through female football for a long time, and it's great the country gets to see players like herself and Cards and Allen or Juddy playing this game. So you'll see a lot of those girls or their names flashed out throughout this season.
Of course, training and game days, there's always a really big vibe around the club. How do you feel being in a really big team like the Fremantle Dockers, and one that is part of history as being the WA representative of the inaugural AFL Women's League?
Yeah, we speak about this a lot within our playing group. Obviously, we're part of history and playing with Fremantle Dockers, and it's a huge honour and privilege to put on the jumper. And we had Shawnee Mack come down and tell us his feelings on what it meant to play in the jumper. And it's, it kind of hit home for us as well. So, Fremantle Dockers have been a huge support for each individual and for our team and for what we're here about. So we're essentially one club and we play for one another, and we also represent the boys. And
well, there is no doubt that Fremantle were looking to bounce back after their loss to the Bulldogs when they take on Brisbane on Sunday afternoon at Fremantle Oval. Kirby Bentley, midfielder from Swan District, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on and up in a sport. Best of luck against Brisbane and for the rest of the season. We look forward to speaking to you again soon.
No worries. Thank you very much.